Hello. What's up, guys? It's me, Leray.
What's up, guys? Noah Beck.
We are now in my home. This is our setup in one of my rooms. I feel more comfortable. I feel safe.
And I feel like it's more appealing to the eye. Like, I don't know, something about this. Because we have this new setup, like it sprouts. Is also still up to you guys. Like, I don't know if there's something you guys want us to add. Like, hey, maybe, like, if you guys want some depth, like, you know, if
yeah,
you guys
I like
want,
that.
I don't know. We want to make it
homey
for you guys.
Are you fingering my wall?
I see how deep it went. Not very deep.
You little horny freaking fuck. Sick. Also, we're going to have a neon light, which is going to be better. We currently
I think
have
add some depth. I think
yeah,
good.
We have this cool like sponge material. It's not terrible, but it for sure can.
I love the font and the lettering. I think it's really cool.
Cool. That's going to be like our neon light. See, we got production, guys. Y'all roasted us a little bit too much and we had to boost it up. Also, we have the same. You tired, buddy?
We were talking.
Well, don't do that because then I feel like you're uninterested.
Oh.
I got anxiety, bitch.
No, I'm so interested in what you're talking about.
My biggest fear, tell me if you're late, is like, because you talk a lot, so you know how it feels.
I'll shut up.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you want to, be my guest. You know how like you're talking to somebody and telling somebody a story and you can see them slowly?
Or when they're on their phone
No, because...
I know, but I'm kind of hypocritical when I say that because sometimes I do go on my phone.
This is true. Do you ever just talk to somebody and you're telling them a story or just anything and they like literally lose it? You're my 13th reason why.
I just start dozing.
Man ain't shit. Come up in your crib. Where's my phone at?
Speaking of Doja.
Oh, look at your little transition.
I'm
Twig.
Good.
Come on, Twitter. I see
Doja.
Coachella.
Coachella was last weekend.
It was crazy.
How was it for you? Did you have a good Coachella?
It was
how
a movie.
What number was that for you? You've been
that's
to one.
My second one.
Okay, you went
the
to the
first
one,
time
2019?
I went. Yeah, I went 2019 when Black Pink, but I love English. When Black Pink performed,
right.
And my bussy tingled the entire time.
Duh.
It was a life changing experience.
I heard they have that effect.
They do have that effect, and it was so different from this year's Coachella because like, I went artist this time, so like. I just met so many cool people and like mm-hmm. I got a different experience. I don't think it's gonna ever be the same like if I don't go artist. It was just so, it was honestly so, I felt so privileged. I literally felt like the most privileged bitch out there. I had golf carts and stuff and I was like, okay, Beyonce energy is giving Met Gala behavior. But it was really fun and I wore wigs.
You did wear wigs. You had some looks.
Definitely had some looks.
Before we get into your favorite performances, let's talk about
our looks.
Thought process of your looks, like how much thought went into it?
It did not much thought. I just wanted to go chill, but like I didn't want to go too chill, you know?
Right.
And also like I'm so tired of the same old natchy fucking Tony Lopez head looking like like it's just like, oh my god, like I wanted to switch it up. So
if it means anything to you, I don't think your hair looks anything like Tony Lopez's.
I appreciate
y'all both
that.
Have a great head of hair, but very different.
Thank you.
Of course.
I love you. I'm gonna say it back.
I love you too. I didn't know if you were like fishing for it back.
I mean, I was, but like.
Okay. Wait. So you
the fuck?
What? So why don't you? You just.
So you think I'm fat?
But your hair. You were sick of it. Or?
No, I wasn't sick of it. I just wanted to switch it up, and I was bored.
Okay.
So I always wanted to go blonde, like super, just like hay.
Bleach.
Just bleached.
Okay.
Bleached in tones, and I did.
And that you did.
And I loved it. Like, I had so much fun. I mean, people on the internet were obviously talking shit, but at this point in life, like, I don't care. I literally can care less about what anybody
you
can say
cure
about
the
me.
World of cancer, and people
and
would be like, what about all the other diseases, yeah. You know?
They're like, hello. Yeah. Like, calm down, ma'am. Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people loved it, which made me really happy, and a lot of people didn't like it, but honestly, I don't care. I enjoyed it, and I looked fucking great, in my opinion.
No, you ate.
I ate. You know, I left a little food on the plate, but it's okay. You know, I miss a few. But,
yeah.
I went super chill, just vibes. I saw you. You went comfortable, but you also looked so good.
Thank you.
What day did I see? I saw you when I was wearing the
final day. It was the last day.
You
Sunday.
Ate that up. You and
yeah,
Dixie.
Was like, yeah, I was just wearing like the flowy button. Like
it ate.
It was
devoured.
Yeah. It was.
No crumbs left.
I didn't like. interesting because this is like a controversial topic this year, because I think Coachella was gone for the past 2 years, and so people kind of got bored and just started like wanting to pick fights with people, and like the whole idea of it is to it's a music festival, you know, like
100%.
I wanted to go because I wanted to see like
Harry Styles.
Yes, but I was just gonna say generically, like I just wanted to see like artists perform the music and like with that crowd and like the art. Like I don't think a lot of people understand like the festival itself of Coachella is like unreal, like how well put together it all is, like how many food options there are, like all the trucks set up, all like just like the random art pieces, like the balloon, like it's just like it's like a different world. It really is like it's actually insane.
It's like entering like the netherworld kind of.
It's actually really cool, and it was like that for me was like the coolest part of just like looking around and being like holy, and like you realize that like over like 100,000 tickets were sold this year. So like literally you look out in the crowd, like if you got into like a higher spot and you were able to see everyone, like
it's like little ants.
Holy crap, it was insane how many people were there, and like it was just like such a cool experience. And then I understand in the past how like people call Coachella like the influencer Olympics and like all that stuff, and like influencers go to like wear fun not the outfits influencer and Olympics. That's what I've heard. And like obviously you see people that
go all
love
out.
It yeah. and like love the whole idea of going to a place, wanting the attention, wearing these like great outfits, and like it's part of it. Like you're a content creator, get content. Like,
yeah, I agree with you. And I feel like a lot of people on the internet care way more than the person doing it. Right. Some people just like to do it to have fun. For me, I'm super just nonchalant and basic. Like I just want to go and just look good. But there's some people that actually like want to just get creative. And like, I think
they should like, be able to do that. Get that cool pick that you can't get any time else during the year. Like how often are you at a music festival with crazy cool art? Like, you want to eat it up, get a cool pick. And like,
eat it up. Come
like
on,
if you have like, I don't know, if you want to match your outfit to like the art behind you or like the amusement park or like whatever it is. And like, I think that part of it is so cool. And like influencers that like take that like more serious, there's nothing wrong with that. And like people kind of get on people with like the other people. It's funny because people can't make up their mind because people clown the people that do take it serious and like, want that pic, want that video, want that vlog that like shows how great Coachella is and like how how much time they put into it.
Yeah.
And then they also get on the people that just go to enjoy the music. And like personally, I did take pictures at Coachella. Like, duh, I'm an influencer. I take pictures anywhere. But like, I also enjoy, my main thing was to enjoy the music and like the experience of Coachella. It was my first one.
I mean, you did an amazing job like doing both.
I
you looked comfortable, so well, but your outfits were good.
Thank you. And like, I just think, but it wasn't just me. Like other people that were like, that like take fashion pretty serious or like that work with big designer brands, like wore pretty chill stuff. Didn't post a single picture from Coachella, but were there. And it's like, I feel like people expect so much out of like influencers or just celebrities in a sense to like, come on, you're at Coachella, give us content. And then like they get content from like other people and they're like, pipe down, like why are you going so try hard? And it's like, make up your mind. And so I feel like at the end of the day, like you said, just do what you want.
The best way to put it is it's very pick and choose.
Very
it's so never annoying enough to see.
And it's always too little.
And they will literally, for what's so annoying to me is that I grew up with the mindset of like letting people do whatever the fuck they want, no matter if I don't like it.
Right.
Just because like, why care about somebody else? Yeah. Why care about somebody else's like decision on what they wear, who they love. So seeing people on the internet literally hate on other people for wearing something that they thought was good, it's honestly just bullying.
Yeah.
Literally. It is. And it's just like, it's projecting and it's like weird as fuck. It's so fucking weird. Ew, oh my god, y'all bitches are fucking weird. If you are sitting at home in your room judging somebody for doing what the fuck they want, bitch, go touch grass.
Well, if I'm being honest, like, why would they go out of their way to go to my post
and just leave a hate
and comment? Be like, we expected more out of you, like you're supposed to, like you do fashion, like please live up to what you do. And it's like, it's gotta be jealousy.
I call that not only jealousy but just like projecting. And some people, and it's weird to say, but some people actually, and it's so weird to say, people genuinely like hating on people. they get off of, like, out of it. It's like a thing. Like,
that's bully behavior.
It's bully behavior, but also it's just like some people just actually enjoy just being, you know, shitty towards someone else, which is weird. But, and what also sucks is that, like, I lived like we both lived like normal lives before we got to where we are today. Mm-hmm. So like I have the mentality as a normal person just because I also hang out with the people I grew up with still.
Right.
So like I see both sides, and that's why I kind of like am like less kind of outgoing and like less kind of like, you know, flashy with my things and all that stuff. Just because like when I used to watch people do it, I would be like, oh, their life's so good. Like their life is so amazing. Like they're living their best lives. But now that I kind of have those things, it's just like, y'all, bitch, I'm still depressed. I still got anxiety.
No, it's actually so interesting that you said it, because it's like I didn't even know about social media before. Like I went to college, like I had an Instagram, but I posted like game day photos with the boys and just like
you're such the most a normal boy
cliche things. And then like I went to college, COVID hit, and then all of a sudden I found myself posting videos because I was bored, and then it blew up for me, and I was like, all right, now what? And
makes you so happy.
Like, aww. It's interesting because no, you do see these people that like on social media that post great content and like you can just tell like they just look so happy, you know, like their content, like you can just tell they love what they do. Yeah. And then you meet them and it's like, well, they're going through the same problems I am. And it's like at the end of the day, if you're a 20-year-old boy, girl, whatever you are, like I don't care. If you're if you're 20 years old, you're most likely going through the same things 100%. As like the person next to you, no matter what the career path. Like as a college kid, like this was literally 2 years ago. Like I literally was in college.
That's so crazy.
I was literally in college, like in my dorm room, and like worrying about like girls, grades, all these things, like just like normal 20-year-old things. Like I was playing soccer at the time for my college, so I was like always focusing on like athletics and like how do I get better? How do I get in the best shape? Like fast forward 2 years,
now you're
very different, like literally complete 180 with my career path. Wanted to go pro. Now I'm a social media influencer. And like, I'm still worried about the same things. Like, I'm still worried about like relationship issues. Like it happens. I'm still trying to be in the best shape of my life because I feel like if I like let loose a little and if I let go and like start eating good, I feel like I'll lose followers because that's how I gain most of them. Like there's so much of this like pressure behind it. And it's like,
I mean, well, let's not think that way. Honestly, I feel like people follow you because they literally love you and don't take this to heart, but one of the best guys on social media, like,
my head's getting
you literally are, you're such a sweetheart. What I was going to ask you is, I think this is a question for literally everybody, but when I was kind of growing up and like in high school and I would see like all these YouTubers and musically people like my age, you know, doing so many crazy things and like being famous and having so much money, I felt like I was behind in life. For example, rich kids or people in our industry, they're so used to these things. And they think that it's normal, but to people who actually like, you know, go to work or
oh my God, I know.
Go to school, it's like that's a privilege.
Right.
And I guess sometimes a lot of influencers or celebrities forget that they're very privileged. So going to Coachella is not like something normal.
No.
So it's like,
especially the way we did. Like with the whole artist thing, it's like not.
And what's crazy is I was barely a fucking art, like I was barely an artist because I was hanging out with my fucking friends who like go to work and like school and shit. And I had 10 times more fun than I had with, you know, people that were behind artists as well. Like they were so boring. They just, they wanted to go stand behind barricade. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to mosh to Harry Styles if I'm behind a fucking barricade?
Right.
I can't go as it was if I'm literally behind Hailey Baldwin. What is she going to, she's not going to mosh with me. So my fucking high school friends and my workers out there, I love y'all. We moshed to Harry Styles and it was fucking amazing. Now, speaking of Harry Styles, wasn't that a life-changing experience for you?
It was pretty crazy. Like,
no, we're gonna try that again. Speaking of Harry Styles, wasn't that a life-changing, astronomical, beautiful experience for you? One more time. Harry Styles, how did that make you feel? Wasn't it a life-changing, astronomical, emotional roller coaster, just eye-opening experience for you?
It was unreal, Larry. It was
right. That's what I was so saying. Crazy. It was fucking insane. Like,
no, I think like
I was wet as fuck. Oh my God.
He
literally because I was in a mosh.
It was just like I feel like Harry's just one of those guys where it's like,
just can't do wrong.
No, it's like it's just like such a surreal thing seeing him and like.
But it doesn't feel real. It's like you're Harry Styles and you're in front of me right now.
I think it's just because he's so like untouchable. Like he doesn't
do anything. He's so perfect. Like, literally, the reason why I love him so much. Exactly, because he's literally the most perfect human being. I don't know what he does behind the scenes, but just,
that's
like...
That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
Seeing him grow up, though, and seeing people say amazing things about him, I'm just like, I will literally take a bullet for you.
Yeah, he's...
And I'm scared of guns.
He's an icon. He's crazy. Like, it was just... So good. He's such a natural up there as well. Like, he just, like, belongs on stage. It's crazy. Like...
Oh my God, bitch, I cried off my eyeliner that day.
Yeah, he was...
You know, my biggest toxic trait is that when I'm at concerts, this happened when I went to see Harry in New York, and I just honestly am so fucking delusional, and I need to work on this toxic trait, is that I literally deadass think I could pull Harry Styles, and I'd be thinking he's looking at me, like singing to me.
And he straight up looked at me and pointed at me. Mm-hmm. Y'all saw the video. You saw the video.
No, it's like, get a therapist, babe. My man would never look at you. But deadass, bitch, literally he'll look past.
What if,
like,
I told you that we kicked it after? Like, what if I said that, like, we went and got
you
dinner?
Don't want to know what I would do. You don't want to know.
How crazy would that be?
Ask me.
What would you do?
Wait, did you?
No.
Oh, duh.
Oh, hey. The fact that you believe it.
Well,
is
because,
like...
you're so... Noah, you're so fucking weird. Oh my God. This bitch will be like, yeah, I saw Drake. That's not normal. People don't just fucking just... Well, yeah, I was a Kylie Jenner. Bitch, you don't say it so casually to a bitch that literally doesn't leave his house. Wait, am I a fan? Hold on.
Of me?
Surprise! I'm adoring Noah. One thing about influencers that I'm not a fan of, they will forget that their fans are human beings and not numbers.
Right.
And I like the way you carry yourself online, just because, like, you actually care about your fans just as much as I do. Like, you tweet them back, you follow them, you're, like, super engaged with them, which is amazing. For me, like, I grew up as a fan. So, like, I know how it feels to be one. So that's why I'm so personable and just honestly, like, kind of, like, give them my all. Like, I'll do 6 Lex trips with them. I'll literally, like, give them my number sometimes, like, Zoom meetings. Like, I do above and beyond things that I should be doing just because I feel like they kind of saved me in a sense.
It's such a crazy, like, idea that, yeah, like, people support you.
Wait, like, what? Oh, that's even like me.
No, not
like,
you in general. Like, the whole idea of like having fans is just like such a...
It's so weird.
Bizarre thing.
It's weird. And I think it's like people look up to us, which is
right,
amazing. So it's really hard for, you know, us to kind of like be role models just because we are still like normal boys growing right. up. It sucks to see a lot of influencers. And if you're an influencer watching this and this relates to you, let's fix it. I've met influencers who like be walking and then a fan will try to ask for a picture and they'll think they're too busy or too important to stop and take a picture. And I've even seen the whole like influencer thing where like they'll pretend to be on the phone just because they don't want to take a picture with a fan, and you're a fucking loser. There, I said it. Those influencers who take their fans for granted and only see them as numbers fucking suck and need to pull it together, because that shit's weird.
Yeah.
But to the lovely fans watching this,
because it is just such a crazy thing, like our ability to like stop for 2 seconds and just snap a picture and be like,
yeah, it's not that hard.
I love you.
It's literally the bare minimum.
It's actually crazy. Like,
bro, these people saved your lives. Like, if you didn't have supporters, you'd probably be in college depressed or selling drugs or probably like living with your mother in your basement.
I'm saying,
like, it's not that hard to just be grateful for what you have and honestly realize it. And it's like, I think they're just sociopaths. Because how can you not have basic human emotions to people that literally love you and that will like die for you? It's like me and my fans cry together. How do you not literally feel that emotion? Like, it's so weird.
You're such an empath.
That I am, because I'm gay.
That whole meme.
I'm just kidding now. I'm like, because I'm like, they hate when I say because I'm a Cancer. Guys, it's satire, by the way. I see so many comments saying, no, back me up, friend.
What's up?
Back me up. I get satire, guys. Like, I don't believe in zodiac signs.
Oh.
And this whole entire time I'm not even a fucking Cancer. I'm a Gemini.
Actually? No, you're not.
Hey, I got you. It's a prank. Camera's right there.
We're coming into Taurus season.
Hey, no, your birthday.
It's coming up.
And I was gonna get blacked out for his birthday. Are you gonna drink for your birthday?
No, I don't think so. I thought about it for a quick second. I was like, no, like it's not.
Friend, what about tongue dip? Just one tongue dip. I don't want you to ever drink. But a tongue dip?
Hear me out. It's okay. Here's my thought process towards it. So a lot of people know the story of why I don't drink. Of like, at first when I grew up, it was all about athletics for me. And it was like, I want to be a professional soccer player. Nothing will get in the way. I'm not going to let anything distract me. And like, I was very meticulous of what I put in my body. And I don't know. And then I grew up. That was when I was younger. And then I grew up a little and I was in like high school and I saw my friends balancing the party life with soccer. Like my friend would get like blacked out one night and the next morning we'd have a game and he'd score a hat trick. And it was like, okay, so obviously you can do both. Like, and I wasn't naive. Like I knew like professional soccer players after a big game, I'm sure they drank, smoke, especially in Europe. Like it's just like a different thing over there. And like, and I was like, okay, well, I've kind of made it this far. Like I was like 18 at the time and I'm like, there's no point in doing it now. Like if I've made it this whole way, like a lot of my friends started drinking like 14, 15, like young. And then it was like, I've been around it for so long and I've seen my friends do some stupid things like under the influence. And I was like, yeah, I kind of like being the dad, you know, like I like taking care of my friends and like, I like doing that kind of things for them. And like,
thank you for your services.
Of course. I'm so brave. But I just think the whole idea of just like, I'm a pretty fun, outgoing guy as it is. I don't think I need to drink. And then like now it's at a point where I'm 20, almost 21. And I'm like, I've gone this whole way without saying I've never had a sip of alcohol. And I know it's like, it's not like my personality trait. Like it's not that big of a deal. I knew you were going to say something.
No, but I like, just thought about like,
it's you. Just like the whole idea of like,
tombstone never had a sip of alcohol.
It's just like an interesting thing. Cause like I can,
let's go. I love
like,
it.
Like it's so different. If I would have drank like when I was younger and like, yeah, I used to drink, but I don't drink anymore. Yeah. Then it's like a different thing than being like, oh, I've never had a sip of alcohol.
I mean,
but you guys get what I'm saying. Like I'm not trying to be like,
it's not pick me at all. I think,
like, it's like, take a drink, but it's also like,
it's not shut up, take a drink. It's not that deep. Literally being drunk is, okay, it's a little crazy. I'm not gonna lie. That's crazy.
I am curious about it. Cause I do, even my parents growing up, like my parents knew how like against it I was and like, not even against it. Like okay.
Noah's Tinder bio is like, girls who drink.
No, I have nothing against it. Like my friends that drank, I love when they got drunk. It was so funny. And then like my sisters, like, yeah, like I love when people drink. It's so funny.
You're trying to justify the fact that you don't want to drink, and that is fine. You don't need to drink. No one's forcing drinks down your throat.
But I do get curious, and I'm like,
okay, then if you get curious that day, try it out. Do it with some friends. No,
but then I lose the whole.
You're contradicting yourself, buddy. Listen to me. I am. Listen to me.
Listening.
The day you ever feel like, I want to get a little tipsy, you better call up your closest friends. Pop over the 1942, drink at home, have fun. I told
so many people that they'd be there for my first sip.
I know. Trust me, I know.
But I could see myself, okay, now since I've got to a point where it's like, okay, like shut up, you're old enough, just take a drink. Like, well, technically not old enough. Don't underage drink.
Unless you're safe. I'm joking. Unless you're in a safe environment. I'm joking. Don't drink.
But it's just the whole, like.
Yeah, take a shot for me at least. I'm joking. I am joking.
Like now that I got to a point, like I kind of want my first sip of alcohol. Like I kind of want my first thing to be like, I want to like earn it. You know, I want it to be like, I want to drink after I've done like a milestone accomplishment.
You cooking the tequila. Like, what do you mean earn it?
Like a milestone like accomplishment. Like,
when she's like,
I feel like I want to do something really cool in my career and be like,
oh, okay.
I deserve, like, I want to like drink. I want a reason to drink, you know?
Yeah. Friend, you've done so many amazing things. It's like you should have been blacked out a long time ago. You've done so many milestones. I just
thought of it, though. Like, I just thought of this whole idea to drink.
Oh, right now in this moment?
No. Like, I don't know. Recently. But I can see myself when I'm older, retired, sipping some wine. Like, I want, like, a vineyard.
Oh, my God.
And I just want, like, can you see that?
I could see it. I saw it. I literally saw it. Oh, my God. You with your vineyard vine sweats.
Oh, stop.
That's going to be you.
I used to.
You're giving, when you have kids, they're going to call you Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
But like, Meemaw. Oh my God. Friend, let's end this discussion with, you do not need to drink on your 21st. But if you do drink, do it with like, at least like your closest friends or your family. Right. I don't want you to go out to like, fucking like Delilah's with Zach Baby Bia and like, black out there. Like that's just not.
No, I won't.
It's not the vibes.
I won't. After I think
vibes. I almost screamed at the top of my lungs.
Every time I think about it, I'm like, I thought about it. Like, there we go. Like, that was it for me. Do you want to go on an ad break?
I'm not going to take
it. All right, guys. Larry's got to go take a shit.
I got to go take a shitter. Okay.
Got to go drop the kids off at the pool.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What is the craziest moment that you could think of each other? That's the question I got.
Me and you?
Mm-hmm.
I think I just had such a great time with you when we filmed the Among Us in real life. Oh, that was just so fun to me. Oh, the style swap too. That was fun.
The style swap was the beginning.
That was very fun. Mm-hmm. We did have some good times there.
It was an amazing time. I would say we
go to the gym together sometimes.
We do go to the gym together. I just thought of one.
It's crazy. Say it.
It's sad. And I don't want to like bring that kind of energy here. We're doing great.
All right, it's good to get a little vulnerable sometimes. Is this like, are you going to make me sad or is it
No. You're past this.
Oh.
But like for me, it was sad. Oh. Because I saw you cry for the first time and I was like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It was bad.
Oh my God. I got triggered. You know, I literally am not kidding. Like.
Yeah, you have seen that.
I did see that.
Larry helped me through some tough times.
I literally wanted to die. Like walking in the room and I was like, Noah, you were like bawling your eye.
Oh, you wanted to die.
You wanted to die more, but I wanted to die seeing you wanted to die. It made me feel
like I didn't want
to
die. I just wanted to solve the problem. You walk in. I can sense you're upset.
I can sense your emotions. No.
Are you sad?
You're actually the most like, you know, like those bitches who like ugly cry and those bitches who cry and you're just like, oh my God, you should be an actor.
I'm not an ugly crier.
You're such a good crier.
Thank you.
Shit was good. It gave me.
I don't think I ever.
Like, it gave me Storm from Euphoria. You know how.
Like I want to stay like. Especially that time, like I wanted to stay strong, but then they were just coming out, so it was like no emotion with my tears. So I was just yeah, that was tough.
I cried once in front of you. You didn't notice though.
I was about to say, did you?
Yeah, your girlfriend made me cry.
I remember that. Don't say it like that because then it makes it seem like it was while we were shooting a YouTube video.
Oh my God, what a witch she is.
While we were doing the YouTube holiday collabs with our old group that we used to film with. And look, we filmed.
How about I tell the story?
Six, seven? How many people were in
there?
No, group?
Let me tell the story because you're going to gaslight my situation.
I was out of it.
Oh no, you were the perpetrator. Just kidding.
Please. I was the easiest one to work with.
Yeah, literally. Like,
I always had such a fun time.
I was like, y'all, we're just lit. Y'all bore it. Hey.
I was having such a fun time.
They're mad because they hate us because they ain't us.
I miss doing those. Those were fun. Like those planned out shoots.
We were filming the video. Get off your telephone, sir. Is it here?
It's been here.
Maxwell.
No, you're good. You're good.
Oh. We were filming those collabs with me and the D'Amelio sisters and I think like three other people. Was it? Yeah. And I guess we filmed like four videos before that. And then we got to mine and it was just not giving what it was supposed to give.
Yeah. Keep in mind, we filmed six YouTube videos in 2 days.
Actually, I think I was the second.
Wait, and these weren't just like, oh my God, like this, like they no, weren't just oh, like, let they me were clar- well thought out
Let me clarify.
Videos.
So I wanted to have the car part, the car scene in my video, because that's just such a me thing.
Right.
And I think we filmed that for yours. And I guess we gave it all for yours. Like, we gave so much energy
for
yours.
Yeah, because that was, like, the second video, huh, that we filmed.
And then we got to mine, and it was so boring. And I just, like, trying to, you know, carry the group my hardest. And then, you know, I was getting sad because no one was matching my energy.
I was.
You was kind of.
I was eating it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Dixie goes, this video's boring. Bitch, when I tell you, I've never almost... She was going to see a psycho.
You were driving too, huh?
Yeah. You no, James.
Was I driving? I think I was
somebody
driving.
Somebody else was driving. But the fact that she You're said it's that. So boring killed my, like, it literally killed me. I felt like.
Did you keep that in the video? You could have edited
no,
that.
No, I deleted it. I have the clip.
You
could have
made that funny,
literally,
though.
The moment she goes, it's so boring, I go. And then I go, boop. And then I just sit there in silence.
And then we pulled into a store, and you went into the store.
Halloween store, and then that's when you guys just like I started crying, and then y'all felt bad. And
no,
then...
we pulled into a parking lot, and you literally went into a store, and we're like, "I'll be right back." And then you didn't come back for like 15 minutes.
I went to go cry more.
And you had like red eye, and I was like,
"Well, like, what did you expect? I'm not gonna cry in front of you guys, fucking make fun of me and call me a loser and shit."
You should have.
No,
and then you should have played it off after me. I got you.
What? It's like sociopath, friend.
That's what you would have done. You would do that.
I was like,
got you. Good content. No.
But then you guys were really sweet about it. And then Dixie apologized and said she was joking, which she was. And then, you know, we became friends again. After that, I was going to block her on all of her socials. I was going to block her.
Like, I had such a fun time shooting those things. I don't know why. Like, because the moment you look at it as work, like, we were literally hanging out making gingerbread houses together. On camera, like
gingerbread houses together.
Like the videos that we made together were so fun. Like we literally got each other gifts and did like a white elephant thing. And then like, I just think how it was produced and how people were being like kind of uptight about it was kind of killed the vibe a little. But like, it was such a fun time. I loved them every time fun. We did it. It was just like
it was like so cute and wholesome.
When you look back at it, it was like really fun.
No, it was actually something. I had the time of my life.
You're good at YouTube. I suck at YouTube.
That was my dream job.
I use YouTube as like my authentic, vulnerable vlog type stuff.
Yeah.
And like I kind of got away from that for a few. I worked with a company that like did like higher end production stuff, and then I realized that didn't really work well with my.
No one wants to see that shit.
Yeah, it didn't work well with my audience. But like the only reason I did it was because I was trying to build something out of it. Like I was trying to like build a catalog, I guess. Of things that I could go and sell to like a network maybe, and they would pick up like
okay, a little entrepreneur.
I was trying to do that, and I was like, I mean, it kind of worked, and like we were still getting like ads and all that stuff. And I was like,
she's in her Elon Musk era.
And but I'd rather give my fans and viewers things that they want, and I think like people resonate most with like the vlogs.
I mean, people just like authentic shit, and I'm telling you, the high production thing is just so, it's so extra, and no one actually cares.
I know, especially now when you do other things that have like such higher production, yeah. Like especially when I'm gonna go and like film this movie, it's like if you want like higher end production stuff, go watch my movie. If you want like authentic stuff, go to my YouTube. You know,
I love it. No, it's gonna be in a movie. Let's go. Well, we're both movie stars.
I'm stoked.
Hey, do it with the toes. Hey. What'd you do today, friend?
Oh, funny you ask.
This bitch is crazy, guys.
So I woke up and Dixie and I actually went to this Beverly Hills park.
Okay.
We did puppy yoga. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, that's so cute.
It was so cute. We y'all did puppy like, yoga.
Y'all live the life that I want to live. Straight, rich.
I can give you the card of the company. Literally, it's so easy. Just do puppy yoga. We went to a park, had some mats set out under like a nice tree. And there were two little puppies. There were five, but we only wanted two because the other three were not very like relaxing.
Actually so cute.
Yeah, they were a little like 7 week old.
No,
I asked what breed they were because they were the cutest little things.
That's the puppy you took the picture. Yes. Oh my god,
they were the cutest little things, and I was like, "How old are they?" And they're like 7 weeks old. Like they just got their worms taken out and everything. They just had their first shot, and I was like, "I'm about to walk out of this with this dog." Like I think it's time. And then it came to a point where I was like, wait, what breed is this? Because I want to do some research on the breed because I don't want it growing up and being 7 feet tall. And like, you know, so I did some research. And then they were like, well, they're actually rescues. So we don't know, but we know the mom was like a German Shepherd, Beagle, Husky, and then like one other like smaller mix. And I'm like, I didn't even know, like, how's that possible? I didn't even know you can mix all those. Like, what is going on here? And it led to this adorable little puppy that had the cutest blue eyes. And, like, it kind of looked like a baby Sharpei. Like, like those little, like, cute, fat, wrinkled dogs. And, like, it was so cute. And then mine's was named, it was named Cowboy. Mm-hmm. And then Dixie had one that was, like, the runt of the same litter. So it was, like, a smaller, like, different pattern version of the one I had, and hers was named Princess.
Oh,
the cutest dogs ever. Like I literally, and then we asked, we were like, wait, like are they up for adoption? Like can we literally just take these? And they were like, they actually are. And I was like,
you need to get it.
And I was like, how much? And they were like $450 a piece. And I was like, $450 for that. Like, that's actually cheap for a puppy. That's actually really cheap. That's and really I was cheap like,
for a puppy.
Should Wait, I do
get it?
It?
Yeah.
Dixie was egging me on so much. And I was like, Dixie, if we get one of them, they're from the same litter. We can't split them up. They're family. Like, you got to get one too.
You can.
And she was like, I literally will. And we almost got them. And then apparently these dogs were booked and busy because they had two other appointments that they had to go to today for puppy yoga.
Not them having
so
a
they're
job.
Literally cheating on us right now. Like, they're literally going to other like couples and like doing puppy yoga with
oh,
them.
Oh, that's so musty, crusty, and dusty and just stinky.
And but I was like, wait, so like if I was serious in buying one of these dogs, like, well, how does this process work? And she was like, take my card, took her card. And she was like, I'll come over like tomorrow or the next day and we'll come look at your house, see if there's like, see if it's puppy safe. And I was like, I literally have a dog. Dixie has four dogs with her parents. And she was like, perfect. Then I'm sure you'll have no problem. Let me just come over and then do the transaction there and you can have it. And I'm
that's
like,
so cool. No, that's actually so cute. You need a dog.
And I so no, happy. Okay, too. Look, I thought about it and I was like, I overthought about it and I thought about the pros and the cons. I'm like, I really want a dog. Like, I think it'd be so cute. And it's like, the one I wanted, Cowboy, was a girl. And I'm like, oh, it's like my little girl. Like, it's like a daughter. And it's like a little princess. And I was like, I want one so bad. And
you have the worst baby fever, huh?
Oh my God. It's bad. Like, literally, when it was in my arms, like, I wanted to run away with it. And then when they took it away from me, like, not the love, but something about it was like, I thought more logically when it was stripped away from me. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't need it because I'm going to be going on set soon for like 2-3 months.
You can bring her.
I could, but at the same time, like,
you can literally bring her. What do you mean?
I know. But no, it is like, I do enjoy, like, I'm just starting to kind of figure out my life and figure out what I want to do and like independent wise. And like, it would be nice to have a little companion, like a little girl, but
I think personally you should do it because you're at such a young age. Now you're fingering your eye. And you can also it's have people so help bad. You. I would help you in a heartbeat just because I'm really good with dogs. I've trained 4 dogs. They're amazing. You see them. They're doing great, happy, living their best lives.
You are
lives.
Really good with dogs. Larry literally has like 5 dogs that I like forget about.
They're just all trained well because I literally love... I was going to be a vet before I became a YouTuber. Like, animals are my passion. So you need to get this dog. It would make... I know you'd be so happy. And just imagine like coming home and she's like crying to you. You need
Stop.
It. No,
Don't,
you need
you're,
it.
You're like on Dixie's side with it because Dixie...
I'm always on her side.
But I feel like if I got one of them, like, I think it would be like, what if I got both of them? Because they could play with each other.
Don't do that.
Don't. You have 5. Who are you to tell me not to get 2?
All I'm saying, you don't have a dog yet. You don't even know how it feels to have 1.
I know, but I'd also...
So why would you get 2?
Because so he has a little...
Then tell Dixie to get 1. She has like a mansion. It gives y'all a reason to bond over something, you know? Spice up the relationship. Role play a little bit. Give Marley and me too.
Yeah, but if I want a dog, like, is this the one I want? Like, it was cute as hell, like, little blue eyes and like brown skin, like it was amazing. If you could be an animal for a whole day, what animal would you be?
I would probably be something like. This is a great question.
It is a really good question because you can go so many different ways. Like, do you want to be something that flies? Do you want to be like a dominant animal? Do you want to be something really small to see what the world's like from there?
I would probably be...
My mind wanders on this question.
Damn, this is a really good question. What would you be? You go first. If I could be an animal, what animal would I be?
Do I want to be something that lives in the sea? Like, there's so many ways to go about it. Like, I kind of want to like experience flying, but I also want to experience like...
Like Bryce Hall.
Like, where do, like, where do ants go? You know, like,
what the fuck do you mean? Where do ants go? You know, outside like of my house.
In Bug's Life?
Like, what about Bug's Life?
Ants have like little cities down there. Like, what if like there's like little underground cities that ants have? Like below the ground.
Oh, like, my God. What if they have like TikTok famous ants?
They got TikTok.
Do you think they have famous ants? Okay, maybe I'm just honestly like getting crazy.
They got the queen ants.
It's like Nicki Minaj.
It's from Beat.
I think, okay, how about we give each other answers? I think that'd be fun. If you were animal, what would you be, in my opinion? And then if I was animal, in your opinion, what would I be? I think you'd be like a horse. You give me stallion.
Like a stallion? Like a
stallion.
Okay, I don't mind that. Like a big Mustang.
Like a Minotaur.
Would I be controlled, like, would I be in a farm or would I be like a wild Mustang?
Ooh, for sure controlled.
Well,
we know who
freely.
Wears the pants in your relationship, babes.
Oh, don't even.
She picks you up and puts you on the counter.
You're giving sloth.
Me?
No, I'm kidding. No, you're giving like, I think,
The fuck?
Something about you, like gazelle. Like, I feel like you'd be a gazelle.
You said that because I'm gay. Wow. Literally said that because I'm gay.
Oh, a gazelle?
I'm a gazelle. What? A gazelle?
I don't know. I feel like you...
I like that one. That's,
you're kind of like lanky, you know? I feel like gazelles are fast. I feel like...
Did he just call me skinny? Brent, stop.
Gazelles are skinny queens.
I'm like Bambi.
Bambi?
Like a deer. Oof. I'm so comfortable.
Where do you want to live when you're older? Can you see yourself living outside of LA?
Want to live... Absolutely. I've lived in LA my whole life and I hate it here.
Do you?
Yeah, because I've been here my whole life. You know how, like, it's like I'm bored of it. I want to explore the world and try something new. Fair enough. I could live anywhere, though, it would probably be... This is going to sound so random, but it would for sure be either Texas or Nashville. And I'm 100% sure that I want to go to Nashville.
Are you a country boy at heart? Like, what's going on?
Country boy, I love you. No, I just love the people in Nashville. They're so sweet.
That Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
is nice.
I was raised around that shit, and it's like beautiful. Not to mention like the like energy of just being around like sweet Southern people who don't give a fuck about life is so beautiful. It kind of sounds like
I think they do give a fuck about.
No, like give a fuck about like you know what I'm
the
doing.
Materialistic things.
Yeah, they're just living in the moment, and I'm like yes. Yee dog, and that hurt like a butt cheek on a stick.
What's your favorite show?
No, where do you want to live?
Oh, okay.
I care.
I don't know. I think I like LA. Like, I really do think I like living here.
LA girl.
Like, I feel like it gets a bad rap, but I feel like it's just about finding that group. Like, I feel like people come out here, like, on a limb and, like, work as a waitress or waiter and, like, do auditions on the side in like hopes to being a movie star, and it's like they don't have, like I feel like people come out here with like nothing, and I kind of we
with
came
a dream
out and
in
like,
their bags
exactly, and mm-hmm. I came out and like I've made a pretty good amount of friends.
That's because like, you're enjoy. Also internet famous,
but I feel like it's pretty easy to kind of like weave out like. I've got a pretty good eye for people. Like, I can see right through, like, people's intentions of, like,
oh, absolutely.
Why they want to be friends with me. And, like, I can see, like...
Why do I want to be friends with you?
I have a good genuine detector.
Why do I want to be friends with you?
I don't know. I haven't figured you out yet.
Good. You'll never figure me out. I'm, like, 007.
Well, I just look at you as a business... I would just work with you.
I actually told him this. When did I say this shit? Like, the
no way you're not ticklish on your feet.
No.
You're weird.
I'm an adult.
That kills me.
Yeah, I pay my taxes. Yeah. No. You brought up a point that I want to get
New
off my
York.
Chest. He's trying to silence me. Are you silencing a black person right now? Because that's what it's starting to look like. Noah ghosted me for like a week. And then I texted him. I was like, what are we, just business partners? What did you say?
Did I say yeah? What did I say? What did I say? I feel like you hold on to things. Like I just laughed at that text and I was just like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Like
for you, I've learned to lose. You can't afford to.
Like I don't want to live somewhere. I don't want to live somewhere that like I would take for granted in terms of like. I don't want to live somewhere that I would go like on vacation. Like I don't want to live at like a dream vacation spot because I feel like it would lose the magic for me, you know? Like yeah. For me, Paris right now is probably my favorite city I've ever been to.
Oh my
but
God.
I don't want to live there because it would lose the magic. Brazil would be cool as well, but also like that would be a place that I just want to go on vacation. Like I don't want to live like anywhere tropical.
But no,
I would want to get a beach house there.
A beach house?
Like a vacation house at like someplace tropical would be fire.
I could see you in like a Spanish villa or something. You're not like a...
You don't think I'm a modern guy?
You don't give me too modern. You give me like, you don't care. Do you like modern?
I love modern. I didn't know that about you. That's how you know you're growing up is when you start like...
Caring about you like...
Like interior
like,
design.
You're like, fuck IKEA, yeah. Wrap it up. No.
I'm hungry. I gotta wrap it up. Any last words?
I love you guys. Have a nice day. Thank you so much for watching Put a Sock in It with Larry featuring Noah Beck. They're forcing me out of here because apparently I'm talking too much and I'm having a good time. It's like every time I'm happy, it's exactly. Like Larry has to just like get out.
Make sure you guys follow us on Put a Sock in It pod on all platforms. Obviously, you guys know where to find Larry and I on our social networks. And yeah. If you guys like the video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up, rate it 5 stars, comment, subscribe, turn the post notifications on, and we love you guys. We'll see you guys next time. Give us, comment some constructive criticism. What do you guys want to see more of? Bye. What do you guys want to see on the set? What do you guys want to hear us talk about? What guests do you want? And we love you. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.